Have you ever wondered why it's so dreadful to have to go to confession? Even after doing it for so many years? Think about the dread that we may have experienced. Maybe we're over that now, maybe not. It's a normal thing. But then I want you to reflect upon what it's like after we've been in confession. The freedom, the joy, the peace of conscience. St. John uses the imagery of light and darkness as one of the powerful images to help us understand how good God is to us, speaking of the light, and the works of darkness, the work of Satan and all the demons, and how we can fall into sin and choose sin in our own lives. And there's a radical difference if we're conscientious people. When we have sinned, in our conscience, we have this sense of, ooh. And yet it still can be so hard to go to confession. Often it's because there's deep within us this profound sense of insecurity, this profound sense of shame and certainly guilt. And it can be hard to come to God with that. And yet that's all God wants us to do, because he understands our vulnerability, our weaknesses because of original sin. He understands how the patterns of sin in our life have made it more difficult for us to be free from the bondage of sin and the power of the evil one. And the greatest way to interior freedom when we are shackled by sin, weakened by sin, when the evil one is working on us, is to go to confession. So maybe what you need to do is prepare your examination of conscience well in advance, and then go to confession as soon as you can. But don't delay. The Church, in her beautiful wisdom, asks all of us to get to confession once before the celebration of the sacred mysteries of the Paschal mystery, in other words, before Easter. If we've not had our chance to go to confession yet, individually to a priest, you still have time. Go to confession, even if you feel like, well, I don't have much to confess anymore. I have often heard it from people as they grow older, they say, well, I just don't have as many struggles as I used to with things. Praise God. But we're all in need of God's mercy. And it's the very act itself of being humble and going to confession and the power that happens in that sacramental moment, the one-on-one encounter with Christ in the confessional, when the priest stands in the person of Christ and announces those powerful words, I absolve you from your sins, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We may not even be aware to what extent the evil one and this weakness and bondage that we have from sin, even minor sins, that can accumulate over time. And God desires us to be set free. There could be many reasons why not to go. Maybe we've had a bad experience in the confessional before. Maybe our fear triggers. It's really hard to go because we struggle maybe with shame or what's the priest going to think of me? Remember, the priest is there in the person of Christ. And the sacredness of that moment is preserved by the Church in such integrity that the priest cannot take anything outside of that confession where anyone else would have any sort of sense of the sin or the person that had confessed. The Church, God, wants to make it so easy for us. We hear today in this beautiful gospel from St. John, as he uses this image of light, he's referring to Christ. So Christ comes into the world. He is the light. And yet, as it says so beautifully, people prefer darkness to light because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that the works might not be exposed. It's actually in exposing our weakness, our vulnerability, our sins in life, that the bondage to those sins again is broken, and we are given grace to fight that sin or those sins in our life. And God willing, the priest or bishop can offer some words of counsel to encourage you on in the journey, in the battle against sin. But be not afraid. God is victorious. St. Paul expresses that so beautifully in our second reading today. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from you. It is a gift of God. Every sacrament in the church is a gift from God. Every supernatural virtue, all the beautiful gifts of the Holy Spirit, every form of grace is to help us because God loves us that much. At the beginning of St. Paul's letter, he captures it this way. Brothers and sisters, God, who is rich in mercy because of the great love he had for us, even when we were dead to transgressions, in our transgressions, brought us to life with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. Enjoy the graces of sacramental confession.